Hello, this is Nico with Bank of Cardiff.
Yeah, Nick, this is Barry Vanderveen with Mid-Ohio Landscaping.
Sorry, what was that? I think it cut out a little bit there.
Okay, yeah, Barry with Mid-Ohio Landscaping. I think you called me yesterday about maybe some equipment financing.
Yeah, hi, Barry. Let me pull up your file here real quick so I have everything in front of me so that way I can answer any questions that you might have in regards to the programs. What's the company name?
Mid-Ohio Landscaping.
Mid-Ohio. I'm pulling up the file here real quick. The Mid-Ohio Landscaping? Is it just Mid together?
There's no dash, but there is a space. Mid-Ohio.
Oh, there is. Okay. Yeah, sorry. Sometimes it takes a little while to load the database here. Got to have it, like, pretty precise. Mid-Ohio. All right, well, here, I can pull it up in a little bit, but why don't you tell me kind of what you're looking for, and maybe I can point you in the right direction, see what we can do for you.
Well, do you do vehicles? I guess before we get, we're looking for a new snowplow, or a upgrade a snowplow truck.
Yeah, we do all type of equipment. The equipment financing program that we have, it's like your traditional car loan, so essentially it's like the same thing. So we do all types of equipment. So if you're looking for something like that, then yes, definitely we can do equipment financing for it. So what type of vehicle is this? It's you're upgrading a snowplow?
Yeah, we've had early 2000s, and we need to upgrade one for this winter. So I just wanted to know what kind of range I should stay in. I mean, how old? I mean, if I look at the used one, how old can it be, and or not be, or do you prefer it to be 2008 or 10 or
well,
newer?
We work with like a lot of different, I guess you could say, ages of vehicles. So it really doesn't matter which one you're looking for. It just kind of matters like if you have something in particular that you're looking for. Do you have something already kind of picked out that you're trying to?
Well, no, I'm just starting the process and then trying to make sure what my financial opportunities are before I get started. If it's, at least I'm doing it on the right track. I'm not wasting time and stuff.
No, I completely understand. You're kind of looking a little forward to figure out what you want to do in regards to the financing aspect of it. So yeah, for our equipment financing program, it helps to know exactly how old the piece of equipment is, kind of what use it has, how much it costs, etc. So if you have like something definitive in mind, I'm sure that we can like move forward with, I guess, hard numbers to get you essentially. But yeah, we do work with like all types of equipment, all ranges of age, as long as we can, put a value on it as our collateral, because that's essentially what it is. Our equipment financing program, it's the loan itself is attached to the piece of equipment that you're getting. So it's not like an unsecured cash loan. It's like their traditional car loans that you can think of when you go to a regular car dealership,
Well, I did look at a 2005, and we will put a new snowplow on, so we're looking at between 12 and 15. But I'm not sure that I want to go that. I wouldn't mind seeing the numbers on that. Will you do email me an application? I send that back to you?
Yes. So you're just kind of shopping around right now for rates, essentially. Is that correct?
Yeah. Okay, rates, and then and see what if I want to go with a an older one or a relatively new one, newer one. That's
how old do you are you kind of looking at as the oldest one that you want to get? Because wouldn't you want something at least that's going to be a little bit newer that doesn't have the the uncertainty of breaking down on you?
Yeah, well, that's what I'm thinking now. That I made a 2005 sound great, but then I'm thinking, well, that ain't gonna do me any good if it breaks down every time you turn around.
So have you kind of looked at, I guess you can say, how much you can afford per month, because the equipment financing program is a monthly payment. So have you looked at the finances and seen, I guess, how much you can afford, you know, like what type of, I guess, payment you would ideally like?
Well, when I bought the other ones, that was around 4.25 a month.
4.25, okay.
That's
and when did you get those ones?
Oh, it was years ago. 2000.
Oh, wow.
And then we bought a 2006 Dodge 3500. I paid, it was almost $600 a month. So,
okay, so yeah. you're pretty familiar with the process itself, and equipment financing. You just want to see your options right now. Okay, let me ask you a few questions beforehand, and then I can like shoot you over our application and everything. I just want to have a better perspective in moving forward. So this piece of equipment, you want to upgrade a new snowplow. This is going to be a new piece that you're going to add on to the business, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so we got a new piece, and obviously, it being a snowplow, I could understand that the use is going to be like a snowplow for the winter season coming up, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Do you have a time frame that you're looking at, like when you need this by, like a deadline?
Well, I got to do it sometime within November, or next 3 weeks.
Next 3 weeks, okay. How do you expect this new snowplow to benefit the company? How much money do you think it's going to make you a month?
Oh,
if you were to like quantify it based off of just the type of work you've seen in the past with the snowplows you have right now, a new truck added on to the business, how much do you think it's going to help the business grow?
Well, I would think if I had to guess, between $3,500 and $5,500, that would be reasonable.
Okay. $5,500 a month. Okay. That's not bad, actually. That's a pretty good return right there. Well, let's talk a little bit about your personal credit. Are you sitting, like, are you good, bad, somewhere in the middle? Where do you stand?
Well, I know my FICO score.
Yeah. What is the FICO score? It's good to know it.
716.
Okay. That's above the national average. That's pretty good. Why don't you tell me a little bit more about the business itself? What did you guys do in your gross annual sales for 2015, your top-line revenue?
323.
Are you on track for that this year? Are you up, down, flat, the same?
We're a little better.
A little better? Okay. How long have you been in business there?
31.
Wow, that's a lot. I can imagine you've been established there then. Definitely have made a name for yourself too, right?
Yeah, I hope so.
Okay, just a few more questions. So, Barry, are you the current 100% owner of the business?
Yes, sir.
Okay, that helps process a lot. And am I the first person you've contacted for financing, or have you been kind of looking around a little bit now?
No, you're actually the second one. I got a guy from Strata Capital called me, and I ran by him.
Do they offer the equipment financing program too?
Yeah, they gave me a price for the 2005.
Oh, he gave you a price, like
a monthly. Whatever, lease, I guess.
Oh, interesting. Interesting move on their part. Okay. All right. Okay, let's see. So are you buying this through like a vendor, or is this a private party that you'd like to buy the snowplow through?
Well, I'm going to buy it through a vendor.
Okay. Have you worked with this vendor before?
It depends on if what I do. One, basically. I mean, one's my neighbor. And the other one is I bought several trucks from them, so.
Okay, so you have a pretty good working relationship with them then?
Yes, sir. No problem.
Do they offer financing or not?
The guy, my neighbor, doesn't, and I really haven't made any attempt to with a local Chevrolet yet. I just this weekend I probably work on that.
Okay. All right. So actually,
I was thinking this 2005, and then the more I think about it, I'm thinking, well, that may not be the right move. I mean, it sounds good because it's not very expensive, but if I break down, then I lose all the money, so.
Right, yeah, you definitely don't want that to happen. Okay, I think I might have found your file here on my end while we were talking. Where are you located right now, Barry? What's the address?
10364 Palmer Road, Southwest, Pataskala, Ohio, 43062.
Interesting. This must be another thing on my file here. That was the wrong one. It's always difficult here when you have to find things. So I left you a voicemail, correct? Is that the way that you're able to get my number?
Yeah. Okay. Yesterday.
Okay. How about we do this? What's the phone number that you call me up? Because I really want to be able to pull the file up here. What's the phone number that I called yesterday? I can pull it up that way.
It's 740.
Okay.
927-8660.
660. Okay. Yeah. Sorry. Sometimes it's kind of difficult here. Either the database goes a little slow because we have a lot of incoming calls, or takes a little while to pull up the file. But yeah, I'm more than confident that we can help you out here in terms of trying to get you the piece of equipment that you want, and at least get you the answers that you're looking for in regards to knowing like the types of rates that we can get you. So for us over here on our end, Barry, what we do is we have a quick turnaround rate. It's about 24 hours when you fill out the application package that I sent you. We usually require a few other documents too. We require 6 months of the business bank statements. We like to look at the cash flow of the business, see how healthy you guys are. And then we look at last year's tax returns, kind of check in, see where the money was, like how sales were, et cetera. And then we like to look at the quote for the piece of equipment, hence why I was asking if you had something already picked out, because it helps get the proper rates and terms available to you. So I actually found your file. What's the best email address that I can shoot you over our application package, at least to get started on the process over here?
Okay, it's B as in boy, M as in Michael, V as in Victor, 4242@yahoo.com.
All right, let me clarify that again. So that was B as in boy, M as in Mary, V as in Victor, 4242@yahoo.com.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so I'm just going to do a quick rundown, make sure I have everything on my part here. If anything stands out that wasn't correct, just let me know. So you're looking for a new snowplow to add on to the business. It's going to be an addition. And you're either looking for new or used. You've got one sort of picked out right now, the 2005 version that goes for around $12,000 to $15,000, but you're not sure which one yet that you're looking for in particular. This new snowplow will definitely have a nice return on investment because it's going to make you have around $3,500 to $5,500 a month extra in revenue. You need it in the next couple weeks or anytime sooner. Your credit's in good standing. You're somewhere in the middle. Last year's sales for 2015 was around $323,000, and then you're on track to beat that this year. You've been in business for quite some time now. You're the 100% owner of the business, and I'm the second guy you've talked to so far to see if we can get you on the equipment financing program. Do you have any other questions for me that I might be able to answer for you here before I send out that email with the application package?
No, that sounds good. Just you're going to send in the email everything I have to send you, right?
Yes. I'll lay out everything that I'll need from you, and then when you get that back into me, I get you an answer within 24 hours in regards to like the actual terms, the rates, and the programs that we got you on. So it's pretty quick turnaround rate, like I said, and it gives you the options that you're looking for But it also helps to have either the piece of equipment picked out where you know that you're going to get it from, if it's the 2005 version or it's the 2008 one that you were saying, whichever one it is, make sure you include that in the credit application as well as part of the quote. If you have maybe a handwritten quote or a quote online or some sort of validation that's the piece of equipment that you're looking at. Because when I submit this to our underwriting department, they're going to have to know like the facts around it, because it helps them be able to get you on the programs that fit the business. Because essentially that's what we want to do here, Barry. We don't want to give you something that's going to cost you too much money where it's not going to help the business at all. No, we want to get you on something that fits the business structure and fits the business model. Hence why the more information that we have, the better it is. So I'm going to shoot you over that email. It'll have everything I need from you. And then how soon do you think you can get me all that stuff, the 6 months banks, last year's tax return, and a quote, as well as the application?
I'll try to get it here in the next couple of days. I was kind of going to sneak out of town this weekend, so maybe Monday before I get it all together. But do you need all the pages of the bank statements or just the main body?
We need to see like the beginning, like the main body. Do you like take, like, I know sometimes the bank statements kind of like checks attached to the bottom, right? So,
the last six or eight pages are all just, you know, copies of all the canceled checks. Do you need all that or just the basic?
No. We need like, at least where it shows the beginning balance to the ending balance. So when it just goes through all 30 days of the month, we don't need the bottom part. Yeah.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah. Perfect. All right. I'll follow up with you on Monday then, just to see where you're at, because, you know, if you're going to go out on a little vacation this weekend, I know it's going to be difficult, so I wouldn't want to bug you with that. But the quicker you get it to me, the quicker I get you the answer. So I'll check in on Monday, see where you stand on that, and we can go from there. Does that sound like a plan?
Yeah, sounds good. Thanks.
All right. Of course, Barry. Yeah, I'd love to at least see what we can do for you and earn your business, man.
Okay. Talk to you later.
All right. You take care. I'll send that email soon.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Bye now.